The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
You're listening to Talk with Renee Dallow, episode 175. Talk about better habits with me. In this episode, we are going to be diving into all things that are new, which is my membership, Better with Renee Dallow. And we're also going to talk about evolution, growth, self-discovery, and seeking, which is a new word for me that I've now self-described as a seeker. If any of those or none of those resonate with you, you're going to be curious to find out more about what we're talking about on this episode. So go grab your coffee, grab your tea, and let's talk it out with me.
Welcome to Talk with Renee Dallow, biz chat for wedding pros and creatives. Tune in every week for no BS real talk from industry experts that want to help you thrive in your business and your life. Here's your host, event planner, educator, and sushi addict, Renee Dallow. Grab a glass and get ready to talk it out.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Talk with Renee Dallow. It is me, your host, Renee Dallow. This week, we are talking about better habits. And the guest is, drum roll, me. By the time this episode gets to your earbuds, we will be mid-launch of my brand new membership, Better with Renee Dallow. And I'm going to talk about that for sure. But I also want to talk about your habits, how they affect your life and your business, and sort of what led me to this new line of service, really, service to our wedding pro and creative community. So the beginning of this story actually goes back to January of 2020. Remember what it was like pre-pandemic? How like optimistic we were about 2020 being like the best year ever? Well, I was coming off of a pretty intense year. 2019 was a pretty intense year for me and my business. We had really high highs. We had really huge accomplishments that I personally and professionally achieved, and then really low lows, like the worst client we've ever had, the worst review we've ever gotten, the worst sort of feeling. You know that feeling in your gut when just like nothing feels right? That feeling. And that's how we ended 2019 around here. It was a low 2019 for sure. I mean, again, great things happened in 2019. And I don't want to, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater, as they say, as that horrible phrase says. But I do want to acknowledge that going into 2020, I myself was in need of rejuvenation. I was in need of motivation. I was in need of a kick in the ass, frankly, to get myself back on track. If you listen to the January episode of 2020, which, you know, whatever, do or don't, it doesn't really matter. I was full of plans. I was full of plans for the year. I had just started with a life coach and weight loss coach, Corinne Crabtree. I was in her membership. I was going to do a photo shoot every month to get comfortable with visibility. I had big revenue goals for the wedding planning business. I had huge education goals for the education side of the business, which back then was still a baby business. And I had big podcasting goals, big goals across the board. Well, we all know what happened to 2020, right? I had to really put everything aside, as many of us did, in order to just survive, right? And as many of you know who have listened, many of you who listened were in on these calls. You know, we did this 75-day run of just what ended up being now, in hindsight, coaching calls every morning. And they were group coaching calls, right? It was everyone was coming to the table with something, but I was facilitating the calls. And that led to my work as life coach, which is now I'm certified to be a life coach. And that's oversimplification of the last 3 years, I know. But I wanted to sort of walk you through what it felt like in these last couple of years, because oftentimes when I meet folks out in the real world, when I'm very lucky to travel and speak to so many regional groups and national groups, a couple of things come up regularly, right? People ask me how I do everything I do. How is it possible? Do I have more hours in the day than other people? Obviously, the answer is no. I have a team that helps me. But no one ever asks about the mindset of all that. I think that's an important piece to talk about. I've talked about it here and there. I've alluded to things here and there. But the truth of the matter is, in order to achieve at a high level, to work at a high level, you need a very specific mindset to be able to juggle all the things that are being juggled currently in my life and business. And I don't even have children, so I can't imagine what that layer of this would be like. But as we went through 2020 and I went full tilt into my education brand, launched the bundle, created mini courses, did 30 something webinars in a year, I really had to get better at taking care of myself. One of the things I know about Wedding Pros and Creatives, and I know this because I am one, and I know this because this has been my story for years, is that we are really good at putting aside our own needs in order to get work done, in order to serve clients, in order to get that styled shoot published, in order to serve on a board, in order to keep all the pieces in the air, all the plates in the air, all the cogs turning. We are really good at putting ourselves last. And that's what I did in all of 2019, and actually, honestly, most of 2020, because I was in, like many of us were in, survival mode, coupled with this weird sense of like, what in the apocalypse is happening, right? But at a certain point in 2020, and it was like July of 2020, I just couldn't do anything anymore. I wasn't interested in really doing anything. I was muscling through all of my commitments and sleepwalking through the rest, quite honestly. And I knew that I needed to do something to shake myself up, but also I knew I needed new tools on how to be present and committed to what I know my goals were and are, but just in the day-to-day, they just didn't seem that important anymore. Now, looking back, obviously I was depressed and I've been to therapy for that. And I'm not saying that any of my life coaching work is a replacement for therapy. But what I determined for myself through working with my own life coach, working through my own food issues, my own time management issues, all of these things that for one time or another in my existence have been holding me back from being as, you know, as great as I know that I could be. What I realized over the last few years is I was waiting for some big swoopy, you know, fairy godmother magical wand to like swoop over me and say, okay, you're great now. Now you can go deal with yourself. Your business is great. You're making money. Everyone loves you. No unhappy clients, no friction. And now that everything's perfect, now you can go work on yourself. Does that sound bananas to you as well? Does that idea resonate with you at all? Have you thought that to yourself, whether conscious or subconscious? Because I look around at my wedding pros and I know we all on some level do this. Oh, in a few months, it'll be less busy and that's when I'll start working out. Or let me just get through this week and then I'll stop eating fast food dinners. Or one day I'm going to start journaling, but I'm just too busy for it now. Or I'd really love to meditate, but I'm not good at it. And the whole thing just seems pointless when there's so much else I should be doing. These are the things we tell ourselves because we believe there's some future fictional version of ourself that's going to be ready to do self-development. When the truth is, the self-development needs to happen right alongside all the work you're doing to grow your business, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up a very accomplished business person and a very underdeveloped human. Now, I am someone in my life who seeks out education. I seek out thought leadership. I'm a seeker. That might not be true for you. You might not self-describe as a seeker or a reader or a journaler or an athlete. I certainly don't think of myself as an athlete. But who knows? Maybe that version of you is somewhere in there. It's just buried under 1,000 emails that haven't been answered and the crushing weight of our clients' expectations for the perfect day, when we all know perfect doesn't exist. So over the years, as I've been working on myself, I've been asking myself, how can I use what I've learned to help the community? Because I see us out here, I see us out here being really good at our jobs, really excellent at what we do, and really terrible at being people. Think about the last time you worked a 12-hour day on a wedding day, or the last time you were your head down in your laptop working all day. Did you forget to eat lunch? Did you drink enough water? Did you even stretch that day? Did you see the sun? Our lives are not made up of these sweeping giant changes. The giant changes happen because we make tiny, tiny choices all day, every day. And most of the time, I was choosing everything else over myself. I was choosing my clients. I was choosing my employees. I was choosing my spouse. I was choosing my dogs. I was choosing literally anything over myself because myself was uncomfortable to work on. So the reason that I am passionate about this new membership, Better with Renee Dallow, that's launched this week, is because the membership is designed to teach wedding pros and creatives how to get better at their habits, because our habits are actually what create change, and the changes make up our life. You're not the same person you were in 2019, either am I. You're not the same person you were last year. We change, we evolve, thankfully, beautifully, amazingly. It's a gift to grow. The membership, Better with Renee Dallow, will address many things. First and foremost, we're going to dive into your habits. Things you choose every day, subconsciously or consciously, that are making up the entirety of your mindset, your day-to-day existence. And we're going to see what we can up-level there for you, tiny bits at a time. We're going to do it with journaling. We're going to do it with meditation. We're going to do it with accountability groups and reading. And it's going to be bite-sized or it's going to be giant-sized. It can be whatever you want. There's room for everything in the membership. And then every month, we're going to tackle another topic that I know is a topic that we're all on one level or another, you know, curious about and or struggling with. So first month, April, time management. Then we're going to talk about relationships and then money and then creativity and play. When's the last time you created something that wasn't for a client? When's the last time you did something that you're kind of bad at just to be creative, right? We're going to talk about nutrition and body, and no, that is not anything to do with dieting. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about diversity. We're going to talk about rest. Every single month has its own deep dive topic where I'm going to bring in life coaches and business coaches from all varieties. Some names you know, like Miss Terica, will be joining us, and other names will be new to you but extremely established in their own communities. We're going to be bringing you experts from the best of the best so that you can take little nuggets of their knowledge and bring it back to your day-to-day and get better, become better one day at a time. There are also some tools in the membership, like every day we'll text you a journaling prompt so your inbox doesn't get cluttered up with journaling prompts, and you can journal or not, but I'm telling you now, journaling will change your life. 5 minutes of journaling a day will change your life. I say it all the time and no one wants to believe me, but it is true, friends. Like I said, we'll have accountability groups. Every month, there are two group calls. The first call is a teaching call. That's going to either be with me or the coach of the month. The second call of every month is a group coaching call led by me, certified life coach me, where you get to pre-submit your questions and come on live to the group call and get coached. It's amazing. It's so affirmative. It's a loving environment. It is a supportive environment. And it is a place to come and talk about your real shit without fear of judgment, without fear of embarrassment. It is a place we can come and be real with one another. And we're going to do that every single month. The membership is month to month. You can also come in annually. I'd love for you to come in annually. But we do ask for a 3-month commitment. And here's why. It is really difficult to create a new habit inside of a month. Now, I know old science used to tell us it was 21 days. Friends, that is a bunch of BS. You know, studies now show it takes 64 days to make a habit. 64 days. That's more than 2 months. So that's why I'm asking for a minimum of 3-month commitment into the membership so you can really see these changes take place, because trust me, they will. We also have a private member podcast, which is all the recorded content delivered to you via podcast, so you can listen while you're doing dishes or in the car. You do not have to sit in front of your computer to take in this information. I want to make it super easy, super accessible for you anywhere you go. We also have a monthly book club. Of course, the book club selection will support the topic of the month. And I'm a reader, and we're going to get into this book club. Now, they won't all be self-help books, but, you know, most of them will be. But also, we're open to hearing your suggestions for those book club books. I'm super, super, super excited for this membership because I see the potential that it has to really change people on a soul level here. And I know you're probably thinking, like, but what about my ROI? How will I see this in my business? You will see it in your business. There's absolutely no way to dive into self-development, see the benefits of self-development, and not see that appear in your business. First of all, you're going to be a better leader straight off the bat. Second of all, you're going to have more self-confidence. Third, you're going to be more comfortable with yourself and more able to be seen, more visible in your business, more visible in your life, more in tune to your needs, more balanced, more centered, because we're going to do all of this work together. And there's another part of the ROI, which is interestingly enough, something we always deal with as wedding planners, right? As wedding planners, we sell our services, but you can't see our services until after the wedding. And that's much like Better. The membership value will be seen once you're in it. But right now, as I tell you, this is something you need. I know that might be hard to hear. You might be like, you don't know my life. Renee, I'm doing great. And to that, I just have a few questions. When's the last time you got more than 7 hours of sleep? When's the last time you drank a half gallon of water a day? When's the last time you meditated for more than 5 minutes? When's the last time you purposefully moved your body for fitness, and not for physical fitness, but mental fitness? Some of you might have some of these habits unlocked, but not all. Some of you might have none. Some of you might be like, hey, I'm good. And if you're in that, hey, I'm good category, well, then let's talk about the community of it all. We do better when we're in community with others. As humans, we're meant to be in communities. And one of the things that's ongoing from the pandemic is I think we're a little bit awkward with each other now in public, aren't we? We don't really know how to be with each other the same way we used to. And online communities are an extremely, extremely valid community of like-minded folks that you can join with and say, hey, does anyone want to do an accountability group with me so that we ride our Pelotons together? Or does anyone want an accountability group with me to discuss, you know, journaling? Can we just check in? We're going to be using some other tools like Marco Polo, Habit Stack, Voxer, perhaps, just in our communication, but everything's housed on Kajabi Community. It's a brilliant new platform. We're not on Facebook at all. You do not have to be on Facebook to do this. You don't even have to be on social media if you don't want to, although I'm probably going to encourage you to be on social media. It's a way for us to come together and work on ourselves together, not solitary. And this is especially important if you have family members that aren't as supportive with self-development or aren't as interested as the things you're interested in. And if that's true for you, like, come on over and sit at our table, friend. Like, we'd love to have you. So Better with Renee Dallow, the cart is going to be open. The doors will be open until next Wednesday, March 22nd at midnight. And then we're going to close the doors for a little bit, get to know one another and start the work. There will be a couple more launches during the year, but as an incentive to join as when it's new, the launch prices of $59 a month will be the lowest price that we ever offer the membership for. There is a lot in here. It's a robust membership, but like I said, not overwhelming. It is meant to give you one new thing to do a week if you want it. Also, the content lives in the membership. So if you want to skip a month, if you're like, well, relationships aren't really a problem for me, great. Well, maybe 6 months from now, you're like, I'm having a thing with my kid. Maybe I should go listen to that talk with the life coach who talked about relationships with children. Yeah, friend, it'll be there for you. Everything will be in the membership for you for as long as you're a member. If you have any questions about Better, you can certainly email us at better@reneedallow.com. We also have a brand new, very fun thing for you this week in that we have launched a quiz. I've always wanted to do a quiz. I think they're so fun, and I love learning about myself, as I'm sure all of you do. We kept the quiz super fun. The quiz is called What is Your Self-Care Theme Song? So go to reneedallow.com/quiz. And you will learn what your self-care theme song is. You'll get a link to a playlist we made for you just for Better. And then we'll follow up with you with a series of emails, sort of diving into your particular self-care personality and what resources inside Better might be a fit for you. I am just thrilled to have Better out in the world. I have been talking about this for a couple of years. Ask any of my business besties. They're like, okay, enough. Launch the membership already, crazy lady. I'm thrilled that it's out there. I'm thrilled that it will be helpful. I cannot wait to hear your feedback on it. And really, I just want us to become better. And that's why it's named Better. I like to name things very simply. The podcast is Talk With. The membership is Better With. I'm certainly not an expert. I'm on this journey along with you, but I am bringing you, researching and bringing you who I consider the best of the best people to lead us through this journey together. If you're not already following me on social media, at Renee Dallow on Instagram and at The Renee Dallow on TikTok, all this week and next, I'm going to be posting bite-size better tips for self-care. And I'd love for you to follow me there and comment so that I can, you know, answer questions if I know the answers, hope I know the answers, and provide some more clarity to this journey that I hope we can all go on together. And listen, if better is not a fit for you now, maybe it'll be a fit for you later on, or maybe it will never be a fit for you, but just know that there's someone here cheering you on and just standing beside you, wanting you to not just be better at business. I want you to be better at your life. I want you to be better at life for yourself. And when we're better at life for ourselves, all that goodness just ripples out into the world. We are the magic makers, and it's time we made a little bit of magic for ourselves. So in Better, we're going to talk about baby steps with some grown-ass results. So I hope you'll consider joining me for Better. You can check out all the information at reneedallow.com/better. That's B-E-T-T-E-R. And the quiz is at reneedallow.com/quiz. Whew. All right, friends. That was a lot of truth telling for, for one podcast. I am so grateful that you spent your time with me today. I know your time is the one thing you cannot make any more of. And so I'm always incredibly just over the moon grateful that you spend it with me. I hope to see you next week here, same time, same place, and I hope to see you in the membership. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Talk with Renee Dallow. Dive into the show notes at reneedallow.com/podcast and connect with Renee at Talk with Renee Dallow on Instagram.